High school basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Good morning, everybody, from Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska. It's time for Class D2 semifinal round action today. The Fall City Sacred Heart Irish and the Why Not Blue Devils playing one more time in the state tournament here as we decide who advances to the championship game coming up on Saturday and who plays for third place on Friday. Randy?
Yes, good morning, John, and good morning, everyone. And, you know, John, both of these teams were challenged a little bit yesterday. The Sacred Heart Irish managed to get out a win with a 42-31 win over Maywood. And as far as Why Not, they got a 10-point victory over Chambers Wheeler Central. But I think both of those games were closer maybe than the final score might have indicated. In a game completed just a few moments ago, we found out who the opponent will be for the winner of this one. St. Francis, they escaped with a win over Mullen, 65-59. And John, that was quite a ball game. For folks that are familiar with St. Francis, they came in riding a 23-game winning streak. And with 1 minute to play in the ball game, Mullen actually took the lead on them at 59-58. And St. Francis, in the final minute, scored the last 7 points of the ball game and got the win, 65-59. So it'll be Humphrey St. Francis in the championship game at 3:45 on Saturday, playing the winner of our upcoming game.
Sacred Heart coming into this ball game, 25 wins and 2 losses on the year, while the Why Not Blue Devils are coming in here 20 wins and 6 losses, all 6 of their losses against either Class C1 or C2 teams, at least 3 or 4 classes bigger than the Blue Devils. For the Blue Devils, they have won 7 of the last 10 Class D2 state championships. Those other 3 won by Fall City Sacred Heart. So we'll see what transpires here today. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, then come back and visit with Sacred Heart coach Luke Sando. That's coming up after this break on Sunny 101.3.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Fall City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representative in Fall City.
Hi, I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They're seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time for our pregame show to continue. Now we'll visit with St. Heart coach Luke Sanders. The Irish come off an opening round victory yesterday. Coach, a win in that opening round yesterday. I know the girls, they looked a little out of sync yesterday. It wasn't your best game of the year, but at this point, just like football, you win, you advance, and that's about all you can do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's all that matters right now is you just got to win. You know, no matter what it looks like, you win, you're happy, turn the page, and then, you know, we're looking at Why Not today.
Okay, Why Not. We pretty much know all about Why Not. You guys are been in the title game one or the other or both each of the last 10 years in D2. And here comes the thing we've talked about just a little bit off and on this year, the why not press. You know all about it.
Yeah, somebody texted me last night. They said it was death, taxes, why not, and falsity, Sager Heart. So, yeah, we knew there was probably going to be a chance that we would see him again this year. And just, you know, I think it's a compliment to both schools, you know, and the programs that we have. But, yeah, I mean, to your question, you know, when you see why not, I mean, it's just, it's their system. I mean, it's just pressure, pressure, pressure. They graduated 6 girls from last year, you know, 5 starters, and then boom, they bring in a bunch of new girls, and they're doing the same thing. You know, they had a few losses in December, but if you look at their schedule, they were the teams that were in the, you know, Class C1 or Class C2 that, you know, you'd think they might lose, you know, and then they got hot, playing well in February, and, you know, they played really well against CWC last night.
Okay, so the press, you've seen it before. You've got the girls here that have seen it before. What is there a key to breaking it?
Originally, when we played, and we thought we had to bring up all these girls to try to get help so you could get the ball in. You know, that's the first thing is just getting the ball in. But in those early years when we did that, it just means that when you bring your girls up, they're bringing all their girls, and there's just going to be a bunch of traps here or there. So in 2015, we kind of changed it when the Magdance twins were there. And now we just kind of bring a couple girls up, tell those girls you got to get open, get it in, then we're going to try and clear it out. And then you got to beat that girl one-on-one and then try to get us into our offense. Sometimes they'll run and jump you where there's 2 girls going against you. But, you know, if we can break all that and run offense, we feel like we can be in good shape because when we run offense, they switch everything. So no matter, you know, we run a lot of ball screens, they're going to switch it. So, you know, if we can get Harrison to set a screen and our guards get into that, well, we feel like there's going to be a mismatch on that. So we've worked a lot on trying to beat a switch. We've worked a lot on trying to feed the post and trying to find those little guards on Harrison's side. And, you know, that's the goal today, but they just heat you up so much with that pressure that it's hard to find it.
Okay, and as far as their team on offense, who's your concern for them?
Well, the Hymas girl stands out. You know, she played really well as a freshman down here when they beat us. She played really well last year, you know, when they beat St. Francis in the championship. They got a bunch of setbacks. There's a Lawson girl. I think the Lawson girl is actually their second leading scorer. So those names stand out. But, you know, on our side, we're gonna switch a lot too. But, you know, we had walkthrough this morning, and we told the girls, we just can't turn the ball over. I mean, that's just so much of who they are is you turn it over, and then they go get layups. If we can handle the ball and not turn it over, we could be in good shape. Just make them have to run offense against our set defense. Make them play 5-on-5 and don't give them easy baskets. And then, you know, throughout the year, they really struggle to score.
All right, Coach, we'll let you go with that. Good luck this afternoon. Hopefully we can do this again Saturday.
All right, thank you, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Falls City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Falls City Nursing and Rehab.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with 4 lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
What's a three-letter word for heartburn relief? That's easy, TIS. The TIP procedure is now offered by Dr. Rod Warren at Community Medical Center in Falls City. TIP is a proven option for treating chronic acid reflux and heartburn. No pain, no pills, no scar, because the TIP procedure does not involve an incision. Dr. Warren and the TIP procedure may be able to help you get back to living life on your own terms. Learn more about TIP at cmcfc.org or call to schedule a consultation appointment with Dr. Warren. The TIP procedure may or may not be appropriate for your health condition. Only your doctor can explain the benefits and risk of all treatment options.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Randy Gadula, John Nixon with you. Class D2 Girls State Tournament semifinal action as we have the Sacred Heart Irish and the Why Not Blue Devils. John, we're about 4 or 5 minutes away from what I think is going to be another exciting basketball game.
Hopefully so. Sacred Heart, Randy, you know, they just didn't play very well yesterday. They advanced. Maywood Hayes Center team, they were able to get by without their best game yesterday. So hopefully today, I talked to Coach after, and he said, nerves? He said, I don't know. He said, just didn't play our best. He said, hopefully we're over that and we'll get better today.
Well, they're going to have to turn it up a notch today, that's for sure, to compete with Why Not. John, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this ball game coming up. First of all, for the Why Not Blue Devils, they are 20-6 of the season. Why Not got here by posting a 49-39 win over CWC last evening. They're coached by head coach Steve Weisler. Steve's our friend. We've seen a lot of him over the years. Starting lineup will be Emerson Sudbeck. Sudbeck is 5'4 and a senior. She averages 4.5 points per ball game. Autumn Lawson, she's their second leading scorer, a 5'9 senior, averaging 7.5 points and 3.4 rebounds. Eden Sudbeck. Eden is a 5'8 senior, averages 7.3 points per game. Kathy Hymus, a junior at 6 foot. She averages 12.7 points and 7.8 rebounds per contest for the Blue Devils. And Kendra Pinkelman rounds out their starting five. Pinkelman, a junior at 5'9", she gets 4.2 points and 2.5 rebounds per contest. Starting lineup for Coach Luke Santos, Sacred Heart Irish Girls. He'll go with Rachel Magdans. Magdans, a 5'10 junior, averaging 10.7 points per contest. Olivia Eichhoff, just a sophomore at 5'8", she's averaging 5.5 points per game. Jessica Wurtenberger, a sophomore, 5'7", 6.5 points per contest. Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith is a junior at 5'10". She's the leading scorer for the Irish this season. Came into the tournament averaging 16.3 points per game. She got 14 in that tournament opener last night. And Danielle Bippas, the lone senior on the roster. Bippas averaging 3.1 points and 3.1 rebounds. We should mention also that Vondersmith shared the scoring honors last night with Rachel Magdans. Magdans also with 14 points in that first-round state tournament game. The Irish 25-2 on the season.
Last year, it was the Why Not Blue Devils with the win in the semifinals, 37-27. The year before, Why Not beat the Irish in the championship game, 39-38. The year before, in 2017, the Irish won the title over Why Not, 48-36. Why Not got wins in the first round back in 16, and they also beat Sacred Heart for the title back in 2015 by 5, and they got the Irish in the opener back in 2012 by 24 points. So it's a history that's split pretty good, and they usually end up in the semifinals and finals, so we will see what happens here today. Five new starters for Humphrey St.
Yeah,
Francis.
Isn't that incredible what they're doing here? You know, John, Why Not and Sacred Heart have such a storied history, not just in girls basketball. Guys, we've been up there for football games, football playoffs. They've been to our place for playoffs. We've seen a lot of each other over the last few years. Everybody's on a first-name basis. These schools are a long ways apart, and you walk down the hallway to Steve Weisler, and he says, hey, Randy, how you doing?
Yeah.
We're all on first-name basis. We've seen so much of each other, and it's kind of fun to see that rivalry continue here at Pinnacle Bank Arena this afternoon.
Yeah, much nicer to meet him in Lincoln than in Why Not.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Much shorter drive.
A whole lot less driving, that's for sure. Let's step aside and take a 2-minute timeout here. Then we'll be back with our pregame show continuing after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Sacred Heart Irish at the state tournament on Sunny 101.3.
In today's world, we all want the best, even the best smile. A healthy, brilliant smile is a sign of good health and high self-esteem. With Dr. Chick James, your dental health provider in Falls City, you get the best, high-quality, family dentistry at an affordable price. From regular checkups to orthodontic services, Dr. James and his experienced staff offer complete dental care. Get the best smile around from the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. John, recapping the D2 brackets and the game played so far yesterday. In the first round, St. Francis defeated Sterling 73-41. It was Mullen over Exeter Milligan 53-30. As you know, Sacred Heart defeated Maywood 42-31. And it was Wynot over CWC 49-39. Earlier this morning here at PBA, St. Francis with the win over Mullen in a tight one, 65-59. John, interesting in that game we just watched a little bit ago, St. Francis got the win. Mullen actually took the lead at 59-58 with 1 minute to play in the ballgame. And then St. Francis came back and scored the final 7 points of the game to get the 65-59 win. In that game, two of Humphrey St. Francis' girls, Allison Wyden, who's the Nebraska recruit, had 31. And Allison Cush, who averages 11 points a ballgame, scored 28. So those two girls together had 59 out of St. Francis' 65 points in that ballgame, 59 of the 65 total. That was quite a performance. Samantha Moore, who is the UNK recruit playing for Mullen, she had a good day here too also, finished with 30 points in the ballgame for the Mullen team. So it was a great basketball game. Looking forward, St. Francis with the win moves into the championship game. That's going to be played at 3:45 Saturday afternoon here at PBA. The third place consolation game, Mullen moves into that. That's a 9 o'clock ball game, and that's tomorrow morning at Lincoln Northeast High School. So the tournament format somewhat scrambled here, John, from what we're used to with the normal Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing, as they stretch it out over 5 days, five playing days here in the tournament, a whole lot different than what we're used to seeing.
Yes, it is. What arrangements do you make? How do you make them? When do you make them? And trying to keep up, but it's great for the championships for the smaller class, or at least D1 and D2, because they're playing their semifinals. They're the championship team. They're going to get a day of rest, so that will be helpful.
Yeah, that will. And I did talk to the St. Francis coaches, to Richmond, and he said that they went home. They're going home as soon as it's over. They've got school all day tomorrow before they come back and play for the championship on Saturday afternoon. They're going to put the girls back in class all day on Friday.
Yeah, they are doing that, too, if they win today.
Yeah, as normal as they can. That's what their plan is. All right, we're about set to get underway here. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Why Not Blue Devils, Class D2 State Tournament semifinal action. Here with your first quarter of play-by-play is Sunny, 101.3, John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Carly Hymas steps in. She's a six-foot junior against Harrison Vondersmith. The Irish go left to right as we look at it here in the first half today. And the ball will be controlled by Emerson Sudbeck of the Why Not squad. They take the ball around the right side. Take the ball over there to Eden Sudbeck. Drives into the paint. Now she'll pass it back out top and out of the left corner. Going around. Ball loose and a scramble for it. And Rachel Magnus has probably got away with a foul there. She grabbed that girl by the leg. It's going to be continue to be Why Not basketball. Down the left side. They drive in. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Hymas. Scramble for the loose ball. Rebound. And...
Boy, it took a long time to get a whistle, John.
Help ball will go to Sacred Heart.
I looked like he was digging into the pile to see who recovered the fumble.
Sure what he was doing there.
All
right, now with the basketball, the Irish inbound against the pressure here. So it comes in. Back it goes,
oh,
and a foul. Quick foul in the ballgame. Wurtenberger brought it in, got it right back, and they jumped into her, and we'll have her first foul of the ballgame.
Fouls on Autumn Lawson, her first team foul, number one, on the Blue Devils.
So, again, the Irish will inbound on the baseline. Wurtenberger will bring it in, and Danielle Bippis is over on the side. What do we got? She get tangled up. I bet she's... I think we got a blood issue. Was she on the
elbow
she banged her elbow on the floor, and I think she probably cut it on that loose ball rebound.
Yeah, I just love coming to Lancaster County. This mask is fogging up the glasses.
Yeah.
We are required to wear our face mask here, so we are talking through mask to you. We hope that's not muffling the voice here too much for you.
Emma Littrell enters the ball game for the Irish. Gets the ball into Magdan in the backcourt. She's going to bring it up now to a double team. Throws it over the top to Wurtenberger. Looking behind her, the defense, she's looking behind, not ahead her. Now she dribbles out top, keeps the dribble, needs help. Here comes Olivia Eichhoff. She takes the handoff, moves the ball to the left side, and now to Magdans. They run a little weave out top. Why Not cuts that off. The Blue Devil defense always on the pressures. They switch off a lot. Down the lane, Magdans pass down to Eichhoff, back out to Littrell beyond the three-point line. Right side, Wurtenberger, who will shoot a three on occasion. Down the lane, lost it, got it back, out to Littrell to the top. Vondersmith driving down the left side all the way to the hole. It's up with the left hand, and it is good. And the Irish are up 2-0 to start the ball game.
Good aggressive basketball there by Harry Vondersmith.
To the front court we go, and a fake to the right, a drive to the baseline, and a foul called as moving in is Autumn Lawson. Got fouled as she elevated for the shot from behind the basket that time.
Foul on Emma Littrell. Littrell's first personal. Team foul, number one on the Irish.
At the free throw line will be the Blue Devils here.
Bippis waiting to check back into the contest. Has that elbow bandaged up.
Lawson ready. The first one is up, and the first one is good. It's a 2-1 contest here. Littrell sits down. Minute and a half gone by, and once again ready for the free throw for Autumn Lawson. Lawson ready, fires it up, and off the front, no good, and the rebound grabbed up by Olivia Eichhoff. Up the floor on the right side to the corner, double team, gets it away, ahead to Vondersmith, out on the left side, Wurtenberger, three-pointer, way strong, saved by the Irish by Vondersmith. Cross-court pass, throws it away, she tried to get it underneath to Rachel Magdan. So we come the other way now. In the paint, up, no good, short on the shot, Hymas, and the rebound again to Eichhoff for Sacred Heart. Up the right side, they're forcing her onto the edge, and she stepped on the line. Remember that last year, just over and over, the Irish stepped on her, dribbled on the sideline, Randy.
That's what happened here again this morning. She was pressured there by Autumn Lawson down this near sideline.
So that's back-to-back turnovers by the Irish here. And now up the floor, here comes the Blue Devils. Eden Sudbeck will pass the ball off now to Pinkerman. Back out to the top. They work it around left side on the wing. They go inside. Quick hands by Bippis. Knocks the ball off the mark and out of bounds. It will be Blue Devil basketball over on the far side, the right side, as they will look into the court here. Outbound or inbounding will be Lawson. She lobs it out beyond the three-point line.
Driving in, shooting, it's up, no good. Rebound again by Eichhoff. I believe that was Sudbeck with the shot. So Eichhoff cleaning up the defensive boards for Sacred Heart. Now ahead to Magdans with the left hand, moving around to the left side. Stops, looks into Vonnerschmidt, too tall on the pass. Three straight possessions with turnovers for the Irish here. And they're not necessarily forced by the Blue Devils. And we have, a blocking foul on Wurtenberger, who says, no, I don't think so.
Well, Jessica felt she was set on the baseline. A huge collision there, John. And Wurtenberger goes sprawling onto the floor. Foul will be called on Jessica, her first, team foul number two on the Irish.
Shooting foul. At the line, why not again? And the free throw is up and good. I have no idea who's shooting.
That is Pinkelman. Pinkelman.
Pinkelman, 35 of the line, hits the first one, second one coming. She's directly in front of me, turned sideways. I can't see a number for nothing. It's up and it's off, no good. Rebound again, Olivia Eichhoff. I'm glad she headed the other way.
Eichhoff doing a good job on the defensive boards early here in the game.
Yeah, she's got four so far. It's two, isn't it 2-2?
Yes.
All right, off the right side now. Eichhoff on the line, standing on the sideline. They threw her the pass, and that is four straight turnover possessions for Sacred Heart.
That brings Warren Malone in off the bench for the Irish. He'll come in and replace Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff will take a breather. Malone will check in.
All right, it will be Blue Devil basketball in the backcourt. Inbounding the ball now is Lauren Haberman. She gets the ball into Kinsley Hymas. They both just checked into the ball game. One thing about Why Not, they will sub a lot, historically anyway. I imagine they haven't changed any today.
Crystal Sudbeck's in the game now too, John.
Handling the ball out top is Crystal Sudbeck, moving left. Passes the ball off there for Haberman. Inside, stolen away by Bippis. Oh, Bippis gets it to Magdan. She drops the shoulder into a defender as they run by. Now a pass across, got it to Vonnerschmidt. She elevates the ball up, no good. Bippis catches it, back out to Vonnerschmidt. And the rebound is grabbed up by Amy Tramp, who's into the ball game, a 5'10 junior. So the Irish, that was a shot attempt by Vonnerschmidt that came up well short. Bippis grabbed it up, saved it, and then the Irish missed again. That double dribble and traveling both, I think, there.
Rachel
would have one of them called.
Yeah, Rachel would have just soon had the steal.
Yeah, probably.
Rachel Magdan stole that basketball. It was off to the races, but they blew a whistle and called the travel.
All right, Delaney Witt enters the ball game now for the Irish in place of Jessica Wurtenberger.
Delaney Witt's been playing well lately, John. She's been averaging nearly 10 points a game as of late.
Kaylee Pinkelman comes in for the Blue Devils here. And inbounding will be Witt backcourt to Magdans. So the Irish got three guards in there right now, and a foul will be called on Crystal Sudbeck as Magdans brings the ball up the floor, and that's team foul number two. Game tied at two here. We have played half of the first quarter, 3:55 to go. And these two teams both, you know, their coaches really stress defense. Out top, Bippis, free throw circle, down the lane, up, missed it, no good. Got her own rebound out to Magdans from 15 feet up, no good. Rebound, we've got a held ball, and this time I think it'll go to Why Not. It does.
John, it's a play-by-play man's nightmare. Here comes five subs into the ballgame. This roster, to give you an idea, there are two Pinkelmans, two Lawsons, three Hymuses, and four Sudbecks on this team.
Should be right more often than not,
yeah,
then, right?
Just call it Sudbeck, and you got an 80% chance of being right.
Not given last name or first names. 3:38 to go, 2-2 in the first quarter here. Why Not bringing it up the floor? Let's see. This is Emerson Sudbeck, one of the starters back in there. I think most of the starters back in. Faking the three is Lawson, driving off the glass, no good. Rebound and a foul on the Irish as the rebound came down. Lawson.
That's going to be Kathy Hymas at the line, John. She'll be shooting two shots here. The foul is going to be called on Ari Vonnerschmidt. On Vonnerschmidt, her first, team foul number three on the Irish.
Hymas, first trip to the line, up, no good. Well, the good news is, Why Not doesn't have a field goal yet. They're shooting their sixth free throw of the first quarter already. Free throw up and no good, and the rebound comes out. Witt had it, And Hymas lost it out of bounds, and then Witt lost it. And now it will be Blue Devil basketball. Sudbeck out to the top, and a long three-pointer up there by Carly Hymas. Didn't even come close to anything other than the floor.
Lauren Malone just did a good job of screening everybody away from the ball and making sure it got out of bounds so the Irish would get it.
Each team had a turnover there. Now get it into Olivia Eichhoff up the left side with the dribble. Pulls up, waits for help, fires cross court to Malone, driving in, two on one, goes in. Her shot blocked and is pulled down by Eichhoff, who puts it up and in. Olivia's already got five rebounds in this ballgame. Up the floor, Eden Sudbeck with it. Leaves it out top now for Emerson Sudbeck. They get move him out of the way. That referee again, the striped shirt right in front of us. Out here on the near left side with the basketball now. Emerson Sudbeck over the top. Pull up jumper and first bucket of the ball game made by Autumn Lawson. She's got 3 points now, and we are tied at four. Lob it in. Vonderschmidt comes back to help out. Now hooks the pass over to Malone. Ahead she goes to Eichhoff, down in the corner with it. Bippus driving to the hole, stops, looks back to Vonderschmidt. Free throw circle, little out of her range, kept alive by Witt to Eichhoff. Up and good again. I'll give Delaney Witt credit for the rebound, but I'll give the bucket to Olivia Eichhoff. And the Irish are up 6-4 at the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Off the left side we come. Eden Sudbeck with it. Hands the ball away to Autumn Lawson. Now left side for Carly Hymas. The six-foot junior moves in, and a reach-in foul, I think.
Take your pick, John.
I think Eichhoff.
32, Danielle Pippis.
Nope, Danielle Pippis.
On Danielle, that's her first. That's team foul number four on the Irish. And here comes a whole slew of subs again, John.
Well, the good news is they're spreading the fouls out. Let's see. Sitting down will be Vonderschmidt and Malone for the Irish. Magdans is in there. Witt, Eichhoff, Bippus, and Emma Littrell for Sacred Heart. Off the baseline, inbounding, Lawson. Bounce pass into the right wing. Shot up, no good. And another rebound for the Irish. Eichhoff had it. They come from behind, knock it away from her.
Boy, Olivia,
out of bounds.
Olivia Eichhoff came to play as far as getting the rebounds here.
She's got six so far and 4 points. Now inbound, backcourt to Magdans. Working the ball up the floor against the man-to-man defense around a much shorter defender. Hands the ball off to Bippus. Bippus reverses, and it goes back to Magdans. Ball knocked away. Minute 28 to go in the first quarter. Magdans still moving and dipped the shoulder. Offensive foul. She has a little habit of doing that, and they call it on her.
Now, once you dip the shoulder like that into the defender, you're probably going to get called for the offensive foul, and that's what happened. Coach Luke Sando questioning the official about the contact there.
All right, the ball will come into the Blue Devils. Up the floor comes Kendra Pinkerman. She'll come off the left side, now back into the middle. They work the basketball, and Pinkerman again moves across the free throw circle, dishes the ball away. Driving up the floor will be Pinkerman.
Pinkle.
And now in we go, and the ball loose, rolls out of bounds. The referees look at each other, and they give it to Sacred Heart. Okay.
It is Pinkelman, John, with an L.
I know. Oh, it is. Okay. I thought that was yesterday's name.
I looked it up.
Okay. Witt will inbound. Bippus is out. Vonderschmidt back in for the Irish with 64 seconds to go in the quarter. Luke Sando says motion. All right. Into Magdans in the back. Oh, she topped that shoulder again. Her pass tip. Vonderschmidt saves it. Still in the backcourt. Over the top to Eichhoff. Right side moving up the floor with the dribble now. Sophomore holding off with her right arm, dribbling with her left hand.
45 seconds.
With it, Littrell out on the right side. Witt moving around a defender, down the hole, off balance up, no good. Rebound, held up, tie up. And coming down with it, no basket, unfortunately. Oh, they call traveling on Magda. She threw that up from her knees
before she got up. Yeah.
Off the backboard, and it went in.
How are you traveling if you shoot the ball before you get up?
Must have had both knees moving.
Shot it from her knees.
36 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 6-4. It's not much scoring, but it's a good ball game.
That was a huge call. It would have been an 8-4 ball game there.
So more subs around here for the Blue Devils. Lauren Haberman back in the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, 5 and 5. That's all you get, apparently. Oh, I'm sure it seems like more when that press is on from Why not a lot of the time? Up the floor with the basketball. Here comes Emerson Sudbeck. Moving the ball to the left side to Eden Sudbeck. They're going to play a little weave out top now. Hold for one shot. Finally try to tie it or take the lead here before the quarter ends. Dribbling it around, Lauren Hoverman. And the ball loose on the floor, and a held ball will go to the Irish. Good job by Rachel Magdan.
Sacred Heart will get the ball back with 16.4 seconds to play in the period. They're up 6-4, so now the Irish with a chance for to play for one shot. Memphis back into the lineup, replacing Littrell for the Irish.
Inbounding from near midcourt, but in the backcourt will be Delaney Witt. Witt now moves down right in front of the Irish bench. Come into Magdan's of 15 seconds. Now coming up the floor, the junior guard for the Irish. Getting a much shorter defender on her. Rachel dribbles into her, goes around her, leaves it back over to Pippis. Inside Vonnerschmidt, double teamed, up, no good. Tipped up by Eichhoff, and the ball comes down loose. And after one quarter, it's Fall City's Sacred Heart 6, and why not 4? We're back at Lincoln after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
After one quarter of play, Sacred Heart leading the Wyandotte Blue Devils 6-4 in this D2 semifinal. Coach Luke Sano has talked to his girls. He's got one of the officials cornered over there explaining his side of the story. Randy, you think maybe you can get some offense going here?
We're going to try here. The Blue Devils only one field goal in the first period. They did hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. The Irish have not fired any free throws yet. In the forecourt comes Kathy Hymas on the dribble. They give it to now Hymas in the paint. Moves to the right side. Out of the corner, a three is on the way up and good by Eden Sudbeck. Eden Sudbeck hits the tray. And it's 7-6. Devils up by one. Here come the Irish. Danielle Bimpas at the free throw line. Got bumped into. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Comes to the right side. Olivia Eichhoff. Eichhoff just holds the basketball a minute. Hymas gives chase to Eichhoff. She picks up her dribble. Lobs it underneath. Vonnerschmidt in traffic. Shot is up and good. Harrison Vonnerschmidt in traffic. Three defenders on her there, John, and she got it down. In a hurry, back the other direction come the Blue Devils, thinking about the three on the right wing. Nothing there. Now Kathy Hymas, spin move in the paint, driving lay-in off the glass, up, and got it. It bounced forever for Kathy Hymas, her first field goal. It took forever for that to fall, John. Down court. On the dribble to bring it into forecourt now comes Rachel Magdans. Magdans guarded closely by Pinkelman. Kendra Pinkelman stays with her. Oh! She lowered the shoulder again, John. Got away with that one. Now Memphis with the basketball, flips it to Eichhoff on the right wing. Eichhoff moves between the rings, top of the circle, looking for Vonnerschmidt. Nothing there. All the way in goes Witt for a driving layup, partially blocked away, and the rebound pulled down by Hymas. Kathy Hymas down court with the ball on the left side of the lane, picked up defensively by Vonnerschmidt just outside the lane to the top of the key. Kendra Pinkelman on the dribble. Pinkelman backs it out between the rings near the midcourt circle. Pinkelman flips to the right wing to Sudbeck. Now into the free throw line. Hymas moves to the basket. Hymas' shot is up off no good, and the rebound by Vonnerschmidt. Good job there defensively by Ari Vonnerschmidt to pull down that board for the Irish. Down court with it is Magdans to set the offense. Wurtenberger up off the bench, waiting to check back into the lineup. To the right side of the free throw circle goes Magdans. Bounce pass into the corner, right side of the basket. Eichhoff, spin move in traffic, puts it inside the paint, got it into Bippas. Now they give it back up to to Magdans. Here's a long shot up, comes up short, saved from going out of bounds by Bippas, tipped back in, grabbed up by the Blue Devils. Down court in a hurry with the ball. Kathy Hymas shot left side up off no good. Rebound battle for, pulling it down, Eden Sudbeck. To the top of the key, here's a long three up and good. Nailing the three was Autumn Lawson. Lawson got the three. We've got timeout on the floor. 12-8, Blue Devils up by four, 5:25 to go in the second period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
5:25 to play in the first half here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 12-8 our score. The Blue Devils have their biggest lead of the game. John up by four.
Yeah, they've had we've had three quick lead changes here in the second quarter, but the Irish now in the point here. They need to get a bucket.
Sacred Heart against full court pressure. Inbounding it will be Rachel Magdans. Full court man-to-man pressure. We've seen a lot of that from Wynot over the years. Waiting to get it inbounds. They got to get open here. Now the ball is tipped away, goes out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. Tipping the ball over there in the corner was Kinsley Hymas. So now they'll play it in on the side in backcourt. And again, Magdans to toss it in. Everybody working to try and get open. They lob it down fast. Wurtenberger across the timeline. Wurtenberger works the dribble across court. Pass stolen away on the steal. Lawson driving layup. Oh, great job blocking that one out of bounds. Good job getting back on defense there by Magdans, John.
Amber Lawson slowed down to make sure she made the layup, and by that time Rachel caught up and she blocked to the floor, and unfortunately she ran out of bounds. The ball bounced right to her.
Looked like Amber Lawson was going to have a sure thing there for a lay-in, and they got away. And there's the inbound pass stolen away. Good job by Vondersmith. Gets it to Magdans. Magdans double-teamed in backcourt. Needs help. Gets it forward. The ball tipped away and stolen again by Amber Lawson. And Amber Lawson now is going to be tied up by Wurtenberger. And foul's going to be called.
Jessica picks up her second foul, team foul number six on the Irish. The Irish are not so much dribbling into trouble, but their other four players are not being able to get open where anybody to pass to.
Well, it's just a tenacious defense here from Wynot is causing a lot of these issues. Now Coach Sando talking to the officials about a jump ball, questioning whether it was a jump, but apparently not. So the ball is going to be inbounded. They get it into Crystal Sudbeck now. Crystal Sudbeck up to Kinsley Hymas. Hymas off to the right side. Goes over to Eden Sudbeck. Sudbeck again to the right wing. Lawson handles the ball. Lawson, top of the circle, to the near wing, right in front of us here, to Sudbeck. What do we got now?
Foul away from the ball. Down somewhere behind where that referee was standing, there was an offensive foul.
Who's that on?
Tramp, 44 in the ball game.
Yep. Okay, that'll be her first hit. Only the second foul so far on the Blue Devils, right, John?
Third,
okay. All right, Sacred Hearts basketball. Again, against full court pressure. Rachel Magdans to inbound it. Trying to lob it in. Puts it into traffic. The ball tipped away, comes right back to Magdans. People flying on the floor down here. Magdans falls to the floor. Ball is loose. Everybody after the basketball. Down the other direction. Down court comes Lawson, driving layup. We got a player down.
Rachel Magdans is down.
Magdans has hurt her knee. She's holding a knee. The trainers are coming out to check on her. She is in pain. This is not good news, folks.
Grabbing the shin.
Well,
while they're figuring this out, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Sapp Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sapp Brothers of Fall City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sapp Brothers of Fall City with mom-approved bathrooms.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena, a very silent arena right now as Rachel Magdance right at the midcourt line being administered to by the trainers and the coaching staff here. Looked like she reached for the left lower extremity, John, either the shin or ankle area, maybe even grabbing the left knee. She's moving that leg around a lot. It's not like they've got the thing holding it down stiff or anything like that. Here comes another trainer out now to check on her, and she's going to be helped to her feet. Boy, that's not good news for Sacred Heart if Rachel's unable to continue. She's not putting any weight on that left leg as she comes off the floor. I think we're going to see Delaney Witt check into the lineup, replacing Rachel Magdance. Rachel Magdance, a 5'10 junior. She had 14 points in the game last night. She's been averaging 10.7. And the thing is, Rachel is such a crucial part of this offense in dealing with the pressuring man-to-man press that we see here from Wynot, John.
Yeah, the main ball handler for the Irish, and obviously the best ball handler they have.
She's being taken back to the training room. They're taking her to the locker room, not putting any weight at all on the left leg. All right, Delaney Witt checks into the lineup for the Irish. When play is resumed, we're going to have at the line Amber Lawson. She's going to be shooting two shots here for the Wynot Blue Devils. Amber has not scored yet in this morning's ball game. Lawson, free throw, is on the way. It's up, it hits the back of the iron and bounces off. She'll have another attempt coming. Our score, 12-8 right now. Blue Devils up by four with 4:32 to play in the first half. Amber Lawson, second free throw. It's on the way up, and this one is off. No good in the rebound. Down to Delaney Witt, who just checked into the lineup. Witt, down court, dribbles between defenders. Good job of getting the ball down there. Wurtenberger into the corner left side. Comes up to Malone with the basketball. Now Lauren Malone, left side, Wurtenberger. Underneath, into Meg. Oh, into Vondersmith. Vondersmith falls down and was able to fall down and get up with the basketball without a whistle, John.
And then got fouled as she finally tried to elevate the shot.
So now Vondersmith's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. You pick up the foul.
Yeah, foul's going to be on 44 Amy Tramp, her second, team foul number four.
At the line, Ari Vondersmith. First one is up and good. Ari Vondersmith has 5 points now for the Lady Irish. Makes it 12-9, a 3-point ball game. That went in, right, John?
Yeah.
Not putting any points up. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a little slow.
A lot slow. They still haven't posted that point. All right, Vondersmith, second free throw. They're not going to give it to her, apparently. It's up and good. She got them both. I've got 12-10, regardless of what it says over on the scoreboard. Down court with them. Look at that. They didn't put.
Was there somebody? No, there it is.
Okay. Okay, finally. All right, here are the Blue Devils. Ball's going to go through the fingertips and out of bounds. It went off the hands of Autumn Lawson here in the corner on the left side, right in front of our broadcast table. We're on this end of the court, on the sideline, at courtside. Literally 10 or 12 feet away from the ball players when they come down along here. Witt inbounds the ball, gets it into Olivia Eichhoff. Right in front of our table is Eichhoff. She starts up court, gets it across the court into a forecourt right side to Witt. Skip pass across court Malone into Wurtenberger. Here comes Vondersmith. Shot is up. She's fouled. We'll put Ari Vondersmith right back to the line.
Well, you heard Coach Santos say that's part of the game plan. We want to get it inside to Vondersmith if we can. If you can get it up the floor, then you can get it inside to her, maybe.
Pick up who that was on. I didn't see him post it. Wondersmith at the line, shooting two. First shot is on the way up, and this one rimmed off of there. Went in and rattled around and then wouldn't stay down for him.
Crystal Sudbeck, number 14. No, wait a minute. 23, Autumn Lawson.
Must be her second.
Sorry.
Second shot is up and good for Ari Wondersmith, so she's hit 3 out of 4 now. Barry has 7 points in the ballgame, and it's a 1-point contest, 12-11. There's a pass into the corner, moving inside the basket. Hymas, shot is up, got it. Nice move by Carly Hymas. Her second field goal, the lead is back to 3. Fast break, Eichhoff, driving layup, got swatted, and we'll put Olivia Eichhoff at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. So the Irish are being aggressive, John. They're doing a good job of taking the ball to the hoop here and drawing the fouls.
That'll be a push foul on her. Might very well have been an offensive foul down here at the other end that didn't get called as well.
All right, at the line, Eichhoff shooting two shots. Olivia has 4 points on a pair of field goals so far this morning. This shot is up and good. Olivia Eichhoff with 5 points now in the ballgame. makes it back to a two-point contest. I never did pick up who was the most
recent foul. I'm still trying to figure it out, Randy.
They haven't posted it yet?
It might, well, they did, but it's a straight out. It might have been Lawson again, 23.
I've got her with two right now. Was it her third?
That would be her third.
Okay.
I think that's what the big board had.
Second free throw is up and good also. Olivia Eichhoff with a pair of free throws. Irish are now 5 out of 6 from the line, and it's a one-point ball game, 14-13. Emerson Sudbeck with the basketball, guarded by Eichhoff in the paint, stepping in. Back to Sudbeck at the free throw line. Up to the top of the key to Hymus. Hymus works to the right side of the lane. Thought about the shot over there with Sudbeck. Sudbeck backs back out onto the wing. It was inside with the ball to Sudbeck. Down deep, baseline right side, spin move. Hymus couldn't get it. Hymus follow shot up and good. And I believe she fouled, Don.
Yes, she was. Hymus now has 6. Bucket is good.
Second hard foul. Number 14.
The Irish foul will be on Jessica Wurtenberger, and that's her third foul.
Jessica got a bit of foul trouble here. You've already got Rachel Magdans back in the locker room checking on her knee. One of the starters, and now Wurtenberger with her third personal. That's going to bring Bippas back off the bench to come in. At the line, Hymus shot is up and good. Got the free throw. Carly Hymus with 7 points now in the ballgame. Bippas checks in, and Wurtenberger is going to set out and take a breather. Full court pressure, of course, being applied by Wynot. Inbounding the pass on the baseline under the basket is Witt. She lobs it in, got it into Eichhoff. Eichhoff down court, defender chasing after her. Bounce pass right side, Lauren Malone. Malone works it between the rings, top of the key, hands it up there to Witt. Delaney Witt comes around to the near side on the elbow into Eichhoff, driving layup. Eichhoff, oh, couldn't follow. Banging for the rebound. Coming down with it is Vondersmith. She'll turn around. Left-handed shot up and good. Harry Vondersmith puts it down. She's got 9 in the ballgame, and it's a two-point contest, 17-15. Blue Devils up by 2 with 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Why not? Passing it around the outside perimeter. Irish in a man-to-man defense, of course. Working the ball to the right side is Sudbeck. Now to the near side again is Hymus. Carly Hymus with the ball at the free throw line. Flips it back to the right side. Now dribbling into traffic. They come to the near side corner. Spin move is Pinkelman. Now to the right side, Sudbeck. Sudbeck tied up there for a moment. Gets the ball back to the top of the key. Left side, inside the paint. Trying to force a shot up off, no good. Shot was put up under the basket by Kinsley Hymus, and Malone comes down court, dribbles through a double team. Malone gets knocked to the floor, bounces right back up, and we're going to put Malone. Oh, that's not 1-1 yet, is it?
Amber Lawson with the foul.
Apparently,
yeah, number 7.
Okay. At the free throw line, Lauren Malone. You said which Lawson was it?
Number 10.
Okay. So Malone at the line. Lauren has not scored yet this morning, and she'll be at the line here shooting 1-1. A minute 49 to play in our first half, 17-15. Irish trail by 2. Malone with a pair of free throws here could tie this puppy back up, shooting 1-1. The junior, first shot is up, no. Couldn't get it to fall, and the rebound comes down to Amy Tramp. Amy Tramp down court with her pass, Eden Sudbeck. Eden Sudbeck across court to the far side, gives it off to Emerson Sudbeck. Sudbeck backs it out between the circles, dribbles behind the back as Malone comes out to Challenger. Sudbeck tries to hand the ball off, nothing there. Fakes the handoff, kind of like a quarterback running crossbox there, wouldn't she? At the free throw line, backing in is Sudbeck, can't get it. Come back off to Eden Sudbeck. Left side, put a look long, 2, up and off, no good. Rebound battle for, tied up on the floor, and it's Danielle Bippas to no surprise. Bippas has been aggressive getting after those loose basketballs. John.
It is Sigurd basketball, yep. She's not afraid to get in there and mix it up after anything.
Irish come up with it. We haven't seen any sign at all of Rachel Magdans emerging back from that locker room.
Yeah,
they
saw her mom head down to that locker room a little bit ago.
Yep, they're checking it out.
And my initial guess is we're not going to see her anymore today.
Went to inbound it, lobs it in. Gets the ball into Eichhoff. Olivia Eichhoff is double-teamed in backcourt. She needs help now. Gets it up into forecourt to Vondersmith. Harry Vondersmith hands it back up to Witt with the ball. All the way to the corner goes Witt. She falls to the floor, and the ball is taken away. Fast break coming the other direction. Here come the Blue Devils. Down court on the dribble to the left side is Pinkelman. Pinkelman into the corner. driving toward the basket, can't get an open look, flips it out onto the left wing to Emerson Sudbeck. Emerson Sudbeck, right in front of our table, handles the ball, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks it to the right side now, on the elbow, Harrison Sudbeck in the paint. Sudbeck picks up her dribble, bounce pass, comes to Pinkelman, Kendra Pinkelman. Now down on the baseline left side, a blocking foul is going to be called on Ari Vondersmith. Vondersmith's second personal, John.
All right, Vondersmith is registered with two. It's going to be 1-1 here now. It's team foul number 9.
Amber Lawson will be at the free throw line. She is 0-for-2 from the line this morning. Shooting two shots here, or 1-1? Should be 1-1.
As a block, it should be 1-1.
Didn't look like she was shooting the ball when the contact was made, so it should be a 1-1. Yes, it is. Clock is down to 31 seconds to play in the first half, 17-15. Blue Devils up by 2. Amber Lawson at the line, shooting 1-1. Free throw is up. Free throw is up and off, and the rebound brought down by Biffus. Danielle Biffus is double-teamed. She's trapped in the corner. She needs help. The ball is stolen away. Now stolen back and knocked out of bounds. Lauren Malone tipped it away. Stealing the ball into there was Carly Hymus. Malone snuck in on her and slapped the ball away from her, knocked it out of bounds.
2:24.7 seconds left here in this first half.
Subs coming in wholesale here again. Two or three new ball players in. Inbounding the ball on the baseline, Carly Hymus. She'll stand just to the right side of her own backboard on the baseline to trigger it in. Hymus lobs it up top to the right elbow. Holding it over there is Pinkelman. Pinkelman clears it up to Sudbeck at the top of the key, to the near side to Emerson Sudbeck. Running behind the referee, somebody hit him in the right corner. This is Sudbeck in the paint, fall away shot in and out of there. Rebound brought down underneath by Biffus.
Going to be traveling. Oh, Byrne Vondersmith got tied up with the basketball together.
Yeah, Biffus and Vondersmith, neither one could let go in time, and they get called for traveling. 5 seconds to play here. 2-point ball game, 5 seconds to go first half. Why not to inbound it? Carly Hymus lobs it up top, tipped away. Witt had it. Now it's loose on the floor. Going to be tied up with 1.9 seconds. And it's going to stay with the Blue Devils.
You know, the good news is I don't think anything has went Sacred Heart's way this entire first half.
They're still
right down with two.
Yeah, they're still within two. They have not had a good half as far as their basketball fortunes here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Only 1.9 seconds on the clock. Why not? I'll try and get off a shot. They'll inbound it to the free throw line. Turnaround shot on the way, up and off doesn't go. And at the half, the Why Not Blue Devils are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Our halftime score, Why Not 17 and Sacred Heart 15. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services halftime report. That's coming up after this 2-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best. and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you back at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish trailing the Why Not Blue Devils 17-15. And it's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting this halftime breakdown. Here to look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half of the ball game for the Irish today, they're led by Arison Vonderschmidt with 9 points. That includes 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. We have 6 points in the first half for Olivia Eichhoff, and that is all the scoring for the Irish. Sacred Heart is 5 out of 7 at the free throw line in the first half. 3 fouls on Jessica Wurtenberger, 2 on Ari Vonderschmidt, nobody else with more than 1. Eichhoff had 5 rebounds early in this ballgame, actually 6 in that first quarter for Sacred Heart. Why not? In the first half, they are led by Carly Hymas with 7 points I've got for her. Autumn Lawson, I've got her at 6. 3 points for Eden Sudbeck, 1 for Kendra Pinkelman, and I think that's it. Just 4 in the scoring column for the Why Not Blue Devils. They are just 3 out of 10 at the free throw line in the first half, and I'm a little unsure on my foul. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3 fouls according to the scoreboard and my score sheet on Autumn Lawson, and 2 on Amy Tramp for the Blue Devils in the first half of today's ball game. The biggest news in the first half, the biggest development for Sacred Heart, is the apparent loss of point guard Rachel Magdans, who went down with a lower leg injury with about 4.5 minutes to go in that second quarter. They helped her get off of the floor here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and then I saw them come out and get her dad, and mom went to the trainer's room, came out and got dad, and he headed for the exit, so I imagine she's off getting checked out at one of the local hospitals to find out what the injury was.
Yeah, unfortunately, we may not see Rachel back in this ball game. It's very unlikely that she will return to the game, and that's gonna hurt the Irish. Rachel's a big part of their answer to this pressing man-to-man defense, although Delaney Witt has come in and done a pretty good job stepping in to get the ball up the court. They haven't had a lot of forced turnovers from that press since Magdans left the ball game.
Now, I've got 12 turnovers for Sacred Heart, 7 by the Blue Devils so far. The Irish spread them out, 6 and 6 and 6 in each quarter, and it seems. But when they came as first. They came at 4 in a row at one point, then they came 3 in a row again. So they get those little spurts where you just don't get any points, and that hurts you.
John, let's take a 2-minute timeout here. Send it back to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios. Scott will have 2 minutes of information and then an update on your local weather. We'll have that all coming up. More basketball in just a few minutes right here on Sunny 101.3.
Tired of dealing with some faceless voice in some far-off city when you have questions about your finances? Why not get your financial advice locally from someone you know? That way, if you ever have questions, you'll get the answers face-to-face. So stop by and let's talk.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Fall City and Stella. Member FDIC.
You never stop pushing to do more, and new R2 Series excavators from Bobcat don't stop either. From outstanding performance to the incredible versatility, new R2 Series excavators are designed to push your productivity to the next level. They're loaded with enhanced features for added precision to work more efficiently, and comfort features to make tough jobs easier. Stop into MERS Farm Equipment in Fall City to see the next revolution from Bobcat.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh. where you're taken care of.
CJ Foods and Lanny of Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska have joined together to form Alfea. They're a fast-growing company with multiple career opportunities available, with vision that includes significant production growth and new career opportunities in areas like packaging, maintenance, quality assurance, extrusion, warehousing, and shipping. Alfea offers full-time hours while working only 15 shifts a month. Alfea has opportunities available days and nights, with night shift receiving $3 an hour shift differential. If you're looking for a career with great potential for growth, visit the website, alfea.com.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Looking at the surface map, we have a frontal boundary to our north that will swing down into the central and east central parts of the Midwest, as well as a low pressure system that will be moving to the south of us across the southern parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, for today, it looks like we'll have sunny skies. We'll see increasing clouds as that low and frontal boundary move across the area as we head into tonight. Otherwise, for tomorrow, high pressure system moves back in. A little bit cooler temperatures behind this system, but it looks like back into the 60s. Beautiful weather as we head into the weekend. So across the area for this Thursday, mostly sunny skies, lower 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs upper 50s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
No one knows farming and ranching better than Farm Bureau. Our companies were founded more than 77 years ago to serve farmers and ranchers today. We're the number one farm insurer in our territory, delivering smarter insurance for agriculture. Farm Bureau agent Jake or Tasha in Auburn can help you get customized, comprehensive coverage. Call Jake or Tasha ArmConnect and schedule your personalized on-site super check today. C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Spring is around the corner, and that means planting season for our local farmers. F&M Bank is here for farmers and their financing needs because we know growing crops is not cheap or easy. At F&M Bank, we offer good rates, and decisions are made quickly by lenders that know you and your operation. Come visit with Derek, Alex, or Rod to have a successful planting season. Local decisions. Local solutions, local focus.
Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Lincoln, Nebraska, where it is the Why Not Blue Devils leading Fall City Sacred Heart in the D2 girls semifinals, 17-15 at halftime. Coming up tomorrow evening on Sunny 101.3, we have quarterfinal round boys basketball. Missouri Class 1, the Mound City Panthers, ranked number 2 in Class 1. They will be traveling to Oreck tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock tip-off, and we'll have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3. The winners move on to the Final Four in Missouri coming up a week from tomorrow.
John, the thing that's on all of the minds of our listeners back in Fall City, what about Rachel Magdans? Well, honestly, because of the HIPAA regulations, there's not a lot they can release and tell us. We can tell you that she probably will not be back to play basketball with today. And from what we have seen, all we can report is what we've observed ourselves here. And from what we've seen, it would appear that she's going to be taken to get checked out somewhere at a medical facility. So I'm afraid Rachel's done for the day here. And we certainly wish that young lady well, and we hope that's not a serious injury this time.
Hopefully not. Going to be Sacred Heart basketball to start this second quarter. Now, It's only been 4.5 minutes since Rachel left the game, playing time-wise. So the girls didn't have time to really let it sink in. We'll see what they found out at halftime and how that affects them. But they played pretty well. They've got guards. They can handle the basketball a little bit. Witt's done a nice job. Olivia Eichhoff has done well. Lauren Malone can handle the ball as well. She'll start the second half at guard for the Irish. So we'll see how they respond here and what they get done early here in this third quarter. Going to be a key part of this ball game.
And it appears Delaney Witt and Lauren Malone will share time replacing Megan. All right, third quarter action. Here's John.
Wardenberger will inbound it backcourt to Malone. Malone working it up the floor. Coming up on the left side, hands the ball off on a weave to Eichhoff. Now over to Wardenberger on the weave. She'll come across through the circle at the free throw line. Keeps the dribble, moves to the baseline, blushing close to a 5 second. Ball gives to Eichhoff, who lost her dribble. Down low to Vonnerschmidt, knocked out of bounds off of the Why Not Blue Devils by Autumn Lawson.
Yeah, solid defense by Lawson there on the baseline left side to swat that ball away.
So it will be Malone to inbound. And what you lose here with Lauren, she's 5'4", Rachel is 5'10", and you lose a lot of height on that inbound, especially on the baseline plays, Randy. That's important down there. Take the ball into Vonnerschmidt, back and in, left hand up and over the edge for two. She's in double figures with 11, and we are tied at 17, our first tie since the first quarter. Here we go back the other way. Bounce pass down and in the lane, knocked away, stolen, blocked, stolen by Olivia Eichhoff.
Yeah, she just stripped her of the basketball, ripped it away.
That was going to be Carly Hymas trying to get that ball off the shot off there. Eichhoff, they tried to weave, and the Devils overplayed it. Now Malone, free throw circle. Out to Bippus, right wing, drive to the hole, up over the right edge, and good. Danielle with her first two of the ball game, and now quickly up the floor the other way. The Blue Devils drive, they shoot, and they score. That is Eden Sudbeck with the bucket. She's got five, and the ball is knocked away on the inbound. The Blue Devils steal it. They shoot it. They miss it. Rebound brought down by Vonderschmidt after the Irish turnover and the missed shot. Ahead to Eichhoff, moving in, now backs out on the right wing. Going to start over, moving in, fending off, turns, fires up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Hymas, and a reach-in foul on Sacred Heart, trying to steal the rebound.
Bippus.
Okay.
Foul's going to be on Danielle Bippus. It'll be her second personal, first team foul of the half on the Irish.
I was looking at the reaction by Jessica Wurtenberger. Yeah. I thought she had that guilty look.
And you got Amy Tramp and Amber Lawson back into the lineup now for the Blue Devils.
In with the basketball, Kendra Pinkelman up the floor on the right side. Gives the ball ahead now. Kinsley Hymas to the middle between the circles to Sudbeck. Left side with the ball. Amber Lawson back to Pinkelman. Back at the top to Lawson. Right side of the circle. They come down, working the ball with a dribble. Split the defender, shooting and scoring again. That was Eden Sudbeck. She's got back-to-back hoops, and now the lead goes back to the Blue Devils, and the Irish throw it away on the inbound, I believe. The referee's looking at one another.
Yeah, this full-court pressure is causing problems now for the Irish getting the ball up the court.
So it will be Blue Devil basketball underneath their bucket. All right, they'll inbound right under the basket. Everybody on a corner of the lane. Looking, lobbied it way out top to Pinkelman. To the right side of the floor, Kelsey Hymas. Back to the top, and now swing it around the perimeter. On the left side, Pinkelman with it. Fires it cross court to the right wing, and now inside, knocked away by Wurtenberger. Picked up by Bippus.
Wurtenberger playing some aggressive defense there.
Bippus to Eichhoff. To Bippus again. Back. He's kind of at the point now. Dribbles. Looking for help. Gets it away to Malone. Malone hangs on to it. Now dribbles from the left side of the floor across to the right. And a bounce pass to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger. And why not? This is what they do. They overplay. Somebody goes in a weave. They overplay it. Get on top of him. Now down to Vonnerschmidt. Left hand up. Tough shot. That little hook. Up and good, and we're tied at 21.
That's going to be the key to success, John, is getting the ball inside to Vonnerschmidt.
And her not wearing out.
Right.
But she's going to have to play a lot of minutes here in this ball game for the Irish. 4:51 to go, third quarter. We're in a 21-21 ball game here. Two of the top 10 teams. Inside pass intended for Harms, knocked out of there. Oh, they say it goes off Harms. I thought maybe Bippas touched it, but it's Irish basketball. Well, there's Rachel Magdans over there on the end of the bench. That's good news, and the bad news is she's got her left ankle heavily wrapped in ice. I can tell you that from what I can see.
Well, there's ankles aren't good, but it's better than knees.
Better than knees, yeah. Certainly.
So apparently the left ankle is the issue, all wrapped up in an ice bag, but she's here watching the game.
The inbound stolen away by the Blue Devils. That's 15 Irish turnovers in the ball game. On the left side now, give the ball back out to Carly Hymas, and she'll pass it off over to the left side. And now back to Hymas for three from the top. It's short, rebound tipped. And the race to the ball is won by the Blue Devils. They're in trouble. They try to throw it off of Wurtenberger. Timeout called by the Blue Devils to save the possession. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Modern Sports, proud to be the official basketball of the NSAA Championship. For 40 years, we've done things differently.
Or maybe we'll keep it here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with 4:22 to go in this third quarter. 21-21 already. The Irish are doing a good job getting it in there to Vonderschmidt. She's got 13 points so far for Sacred Heart. And it's just a situation of turnovers again. The Irish just too many turnovers, or they could have not a big lead, but could be ahead a couple of buckets here maybe. So let's get good 4:22 left here in quarter number three. Blue Devil basketball. They took the timeout to save the possession there. Winner moves on to play Humphrey St. Francis, who placed second last year when they lost to Wynot in the championship ball game. So here we go. Wynot will inbound right in front of their bench, get the ball into the back to Emerson Sudbeck. Now she'll dribble across to the top of the key. Right side to Eden Sudbeck. Now over to the left side. They play catch. Left side, right side, into the post there with the basketball. Carly Hymas down the lane, up and good. Hymas now with 9 in the ball game, and again the lead by 2 to the Blue Devils. Ikos pass knocked right back to her, and now timeout called by Luke Sander to save a possession. Irish take their second timeout of the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break and be back at Pinnacle Bank Arena on Sunny 101.3.
Get him to answer.
All right, we'll keep talking here and see what we can come up with. 3:57 to go here in the third quarter. Sacred Heart down by 2 to the Blue Devils of Wynot. It's 23-21. Let's see what happens here with the Irish. They got called the timeout to save the possession that time, and they took the timeout. All right, and we move forward now here in the third quarter. Randy, take this one. I'm calling the studio. All right, bring the ball in. The Irish Bippas to inbound it. Backcourt to Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt with it. And now coming up the floor with the basketball is going to be Olivia Eichhoff. Halfway through quarter number three, Eichhoff dribbles around one defender, stops off the left side. Malone from 18 up, no good. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff once again. She's had a good day on the boards. Double team gets it to Bippas. 23-21, trying to post up Vonderschmidt. Bippas from 16 around the rim, no good. Rebound. Bivis chased it down, fell down, and the ball skids out of bounds, and it will be Blue Devil basketball. 3:27 to go. Here comes Delaney Witt into the game for the Irish now in place of Jessica Wurtenberger, who's been playing with three fouls. 3:27 left here in this third quarter. And now coming up the floor with the basketball is going to be Emerson Sudbeck. Sudbeck off the right side now to Eden Sudbeck. Back into the middle to Autumn Lawson. Lawson dishes out on the left side, and she stepped on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart basketball. So turnabout's fair play on that stepping out of bounds thing. More subs for Wynot here. Back into the ballgame, Amber Lawson. Here comes Crystal Sudbeck back. Bippus will inbound right in front of the Why Not bench. That's kind of interesting. I would make Steve Wiesler sit down if I was Sacred Heart. He's standing right beside Bippus, and if she wanted to throw a pass to the right, I don't think she could have, Randy.
Yeah.
Up the floor, Delaney Witt gives to Lauren Malone. They got right together, and it got away now over to Eichhoff on the right side of the floor. Olivia moving back with the left hand. Cuts into the middle, turns around, knocked away, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on the Blue Devils.
Probably going to go on Amber Lawson, I think. Well, check that. It's going to be Emerson Sedbeck.
You were in the neighborhood.
Yeah, well, there were two of them there, both slapping at it.
All right, here we go. Sacred Heart inbounding right in front of us here. 20 feet up off the baseline. Delaney Witt to inbound, throws cross court. Eichhoff down the right side, up, oh, how did it not go in off the glass, and a foul on the rebound, traveling, will be called against the Blue Devils, as the rebound was grabbed there by Crystal Sudbeck.
Yeah, Olivia Eichhoff has to be frustrated if that didn't fall. She had an uncontested lay-in there, and it just wouldn't go in the hole for her.
This is a high arcing shot, did everything right, just sometimes they just don't work. 2:52 to go here in quarter number three. Bring it in. It's Vonderschmidt, 10-footer, left-hander good. She's got 15, and we're tied again. 23 apiece. That's the fourth tie of this third quarter and the sixth overall. Out top of the basketball, Pinkelman off the right side. Sudbeck with it. That is Crystal Sudbeck. She'll pass the ball off on the right side now to Amber Lawson. Driving in, kicks it back out to Sudbeck on the right wing. Floats through the middle, up no good, and the rebound brought down by Malone. Lauren Malone coming out of there with it, being chased to the left, now to the right, dropped the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Rolls out right to the bench of Why Not.
Irish had a chance there with that possession to maybe take a lead too, John.
2:18 left here in quarter number three. Back into the game, Carly Hymus.
You got to wonder if the Irish girls are getting a little wore down here as they're playing against 10 basketball players. You're seeing five substitutes in and out on a regular basis.
All right, to the front court with the ball will be Kinsley Hymus. Gives the ball off and now out to the top. That will be Carly Hymus, who's 6'1". Drive, shoots, no, and a blocking foul. That's Vonderschmidt. That's number three.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Erie. Their third personal. Team foul. Third team foul, right?
Probably. No, it's just two.
Just two, okay.
That's what I've got.
One
yeah.
on Bippus, one on Vonderschmidt.
Hymus at the line, 1-for-3, and now 1-for-4 on the day. That's right, Harrison's got one more to use up before she's in any serious trouble. Something like that.
All tied at 23 here, 2:06 to play in the third quarter.
Hymus at the line, ready, fires. It's up. It bounces out of there. Rebound grabbed up by Vonderschmidt, her fifth of the day. And now Eichhoff pushing up the right side, being forced to the sideline, backs up and comes over to the left side.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Sideline.
Now to Lauren Malone, back out top. Delaney Witt. Witt down the lane, floats it up. That was a line drive floater, but it went in.
Where'd that come from?
Delaney Witt with two puts the Irish back ahead. Fifth lead change of the ball game. 25-23, Sacred Heart. And now on the right side with the basketball, Autumn Lawson swinging around. Dribble drive and a throw up and an offensive foul called on the Blue Devils.
Good job by Danielle Bippus to get on that baseline and get set.
Do you suppose she's one of the players that, you know, we see these kids every once in a while. The opponents just hate them. She's got to be one of them.
Yeah.
I go, what is she doing? She's got to be doing something wrong out there.
Yeah. So who was it driving? Was it Pinkelman that got that one just now? I think so. Yeah.
Come in to Eichhoff and quick hands, knock it loose, held ball will go to the Blue Devils. The Irish turn it right back over, can't take advantage of the offensive foul.
Here come all the subs again, John. Steve Wiesler, he runs 3 to 5 people in every time he subs here, this time 3 new players.
Well, these are all starters back into the ball game for him.
They're all usual suspects, though, Sudbecks, Lawsons, and Hymuses.
Yeah. All right, inbounding the basketball off the baseline, Autumn Lawson lobs it out to the top. The catch made out there by Eden Sudbeck. She'll go left side. And now the ball knocked loose by Bippus, and a pass get away out to the right side on the wing, and a drive back and in there with it, and now kicking it out again to Eden Sudbeck on the right side. to the top now to Emerson Sudbeck. Loose. Pippis runs over through a defender. The basket was a three-pointer that won't count because of the foul.
That foul saved a three-point basket there, John.
Nice play.
It really was. Pippis has called for her third personal, but it negated a three-point basket from out on the left wing. The foul was called first, so the shot didn't count. And that's a case where you save 3 points by committing a foul.
Well, her basketball IQ is pretty high. I don't know that she really thought that through before that. But
Memphis leaves the ball game, and Emma Littrell checks in to replace her, John.
From the baseline, inbounding will be the Blue Devils with 1:09 to go, and it's Eichhoff knocking it out of bounds. Almost had the steal on the baseline. Now the inbound will come from the sideline, about 10 feet up off the baseline maybe. Bounce pass in there for Emerson Sudbeck. Takes the ball back to the left side, handling it. Autumn Lawson across for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Bonnerschmidt had it, knocked away. Malone gets it ahead now. It goes to Olivia Eichhoff, and she threw it back, and Lauren Malone had not yet got to the front court to establish position.
I disagree, John. Her feet were on the floor when the ball got there. You watch video of that. She was set before she got the ball.
Really?
Her feet were on the floor right in front of us.
Well, Luke Santos is asking. There's 49 seconds to go in the third. The Irish are up by two.
Wow.
Coming forward with the basketball, Emerson Sudbeck. Cross court it goes now to the hands of Eden Sudbeck into the middle, knocked away by Littrell out of bounds.
You wonder what the crowd reaction was? I think they showed a replay up here of what happened.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I didn't think they did that.
I didn't either, but that's what everybody was fired up. They were all pointing at the video monitor and screaming.
Take the ball out to the top beyond the three-point line. Give it back to Eden Sudbeck. Eden Sudbeck cross court, and now a three-pointer up and no good again. Rebound of Olivia Eichhoff. And she gets it away to Malone. Up the floor, Lauren Malone, left side. Stopped and reversed, and Luke Santos says pull it out and get one shot with 17 seconds to go. That's not easy against this defense.
No.
Eichhoff dribbling out top. We're down to 10 seconds. She's been dribbling a long time, needs help. Off to Delaney Witt. Witt out top beyond the three-point line. Three on the clock, gets away. Shot blocked and a foul. A blocking foul is called on Wynon.
They're going to let her shoot, too.
She had elevated.
Yep. Wow, and that comes with 9-tenths of a second, John.
Foul on Autumn Lawson. I've got her for four now.
That's right.
Team foul. Only number two of the half, number three of the half.
Delaney Witt's first trip this afternoon to the line. She does have 2 points.
First one up and off the back. Too strong, no good. Into the game. Here comes London Nocturne. They're going to try to get Ella Simon into the game as well. They're going to get just a few seconds extra rest for Bonnerschmidt and Eichhoff. I don't know if they've been out of the game today.
Boy, it's been a long day over here.
All right, Witt, free throw on the way up, and too strong again. Tipped back, knocked go, but can't do anything with it. After three at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the semifinals, Sacred Heart 25 and the Why Not Blue Devils 23. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Good luck to the local team from Darren Davis, your financial advisor with Edward Jones Investments at 1619 Stone Street in Fall City. If you need to work on your retirement game plan, contact Darren Davis or Adam Morris. They will work with you to get your retirement in order. See Darren Davis or Adam Morris, your Edward Jones representatives in Fall City. Fall City Nursing and Rehab is a skilled long-term care and outpatient services facility. VA contract nursing community, a qualified staff with over 75 years, combined experience in long-term care, one-on-one physical, occupational, and speech therapy on campus, and over $1 million in upgrades and renovations throughout. Come see the most economical and well-cared-for facility, Fall City Nursing and Rehab.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. We're ready to go to the fourth quarter. Sacred Heart up 25-23. In that third quarter, we ended up with, I believe, three lead changes and four ties. And Sacred Heart leads by 2. So
the Irish outscored the Blue Devils 10-6 in that third period, despite being without the services of their starting point guard, Rachel Magdans, who's out with an ankle injury to her left ankle. We move into fourth quarter action. Sacred Heart up by 2, 25-23. It'll be Sacred Heart basketball. Inbounding it on the side will be Wurtenberger at midcourt. Pressure being applied, of course, by the Blue Devils. Wurtenberger to inbound it. Tosses it into Eichhoff. She stumbles as she catches the basketball. Eichhoff down court, works the right wing, comes up between the rings, top of the circle, leading with that arm out there. They're
all
really
the time.
Pressuring her, yeah. Now gives it to Wurtenberger. Wurtenberger, top of the key, finds Delaney Witt. Look at that, just bumping in, chest bumping in. Witt driving, floater up, couldn't get it, she's fouled. Delaney Witt will be back at the line, shooting two here. She missed a couple just a few moments ago in the final second of that third period.
Amy Tramp picks up her third foul, team foul number 4.
Delaney Witt with 2 points this afternoon. Here shooting two, up and good. Delaney Witt, a 5'6 sophomore, playing
she's,
now in place of Magdans.
She's not afraid of anything. She'll take the ball inside at her size.
Second shot is on the way. It's good also. She got them both, and the Irish are up by 4, John. 27-23, Sacred Heart, with 7:35 to play in the ball game. This is Carly Hymus with the basketball. Carly hands it up to Emerson Sudbeck to the right side. Back to Sudbeck between the rings. Inside Pinkelman. Now here's Hymus moving to the basket. Stumbles, flips them all up. Couldn't get it. Rebound taken down underneath by Pippas. Pippas outlet pass to Witt. Well, down court. Vondersmith. Vondersmith one-on-one. Takes it to the hoop. We'll have a blocking foul as Vondersmith goes to the basket. They going to let her shoot here, John?
Oh, they're going to have to. That's Carly Hymus with her first foul. And that's team foul number 5. I think that this is the biggest lead of the game for Sacred Heart.
Yes,
I believe
it is.
It is.
I think so. At the line, Ari Vondersmith. She's 3 out of 4 from the line, has 15 points. First of 2 is up and good. Ari Vondersmith will have another one. Vondersmith with 16 points in the ballgame now, 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe. The 5'10 junior bends the knees. The left-handed shot is up, and it is good. She hit them both. Vondersmith made them both, and it's a 6-point lead, 29-23. That's definitely the biggest lead of the game for the Irish. 7:05 to play in the basketball game. Good job there by Delaney Witt. Got a hand out there, slapped the pass away, and knocked it out of bounds out here on the right wing. Irish setting up back in their defense. Why not to inbound it? Eden Sudbeck. Sudbeck tosses into Emerson Sudbeck. To the top of the key, Pinkelman at the free throw line. Right wing, looking inside for Hymus. They can't get it to her. This is Eden Sudbeck. Now coming around to the top of the circle is Pinkelman. Bounce pass into Hymus. Hymus going to be tied up by Biffus. Whistle. Oh, we're going to have a foul maybe on Witt.
No, I think it's going to be on Biffus. They called her for reaching in there, and that's going to be Danielle's fourth foul.
So now Biffus will have to be a little bit careful. She's going to sit out, and Emma Littrell will check in to replace her. 29-23. Irish up by 6 with 6:47 to play in the ball game. Substitute back in now for the Blue Devils. Autumn Lawson comes into the game. Waiting to inbound the pass here on the baseline, just to the right side of their own basket. The Blue Devils lob it in into the corner. Up top it comes Hymus. Around the horn, Sudbeck, Aaron Sudbeck. There's a long shot, Sudbeck for 3 that's in and out. Rebound underneath there, coming out with it is Littrell, who just checked into the ballgame. Down court pass, Eichhoff. They've got a 2-on-1 fast break. Eichhoff brings it into the right side baseline, decides to back it back out. Reset the offense. Now Eichhoff in the paint, does move to the hoop, driving, laying it up and good. Olivia Eichhoff got 8 points in the game. Irish are up by 8, their biggest lead in the contest. There's a shot on the baseline up off, and a blocking foul is going to be called on who? Wurtenberger?
Jessica Wurtenberger picks up her fourth foul.
So now Wurtenberger's got 4, and Biffus has 4. Foul trouble becoming an issue here with a lot of time left to play in this game yet, John. It's 6:14 to play in the fourth quarter. At the free throw line will be Pinkelman. Pinkelman shooting 2. The first one is up and good. Kendra Pinkelman has now made 2 out of 3 from the line, has 2 points. There's a host of subs in again. 3 new ball players coming onto the floor. Kendra Pinkelman ready for her second free throw attempt here for the Blue Devils. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. She hit them both. The lead is back to 4 now. Wait a minute.
6.
Six now. Okay, that's right. 31-25. There's a ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds. and turned over. It's going to be right back to the Blue Devils. Another whole host of substitutes come in.
They're almost substituting offense and defense already.
Every possession here, yeah. We're seeing players. You remember he did this a year ago, though. He runs three players in just to give them a chance to set things up here offensively. Sometimes they do that on the defensive side, too. All right. Blue Devils basketball, 6:08 to go in the game. It's a six-point lead. The Irish led there momentarily, 31-23. They had an eight-point lead. That was their biggest lead of the game.
Well, we got a referee talking to both coaches.
What's the confusion over?
I don't know, unless somebody didn't check in. I guess they're going to say it's okay.
All right, Blue Devils basketball. They'll inbound it to toss it in forecourt. Autumn Lawson on the side. Emma Littrell there in her face defending. Lawson taking her time. Now she does get it in. Into the corner, baseline right side. Comes right back up to her. Autumn Lawson with the ball. Top of the key. Handling it. Emerson Sudbeck back to Lawson. Into the corner, right wing, trying to drive to the basket. No place to go. Good defense under there by Delaney Witt. Now in the paint, Witt again comes over on the baseline to stop the drive. They bring it back to the top of the key. No shot there. Couldn't get a look. Penetrate, baseline, inside. Shot is up. Good job defensively there by Bondersmith. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. Timeout taking Sacred Heart to preserve the possession. 5:40 to go in the ballgame. 31-25. Irish up by six. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Fall City. They're seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. 31-25. The Irish are up by six. They have led by as much as eight in the ballgame at 31-23. And now it's a six-point ballgame with under 6 minutes to go. And boy, John, this has been a battle, my friend.
Been a good one. Lots of physical play. Lots of turnovers, actually, on both sides, but they're forced turnovers for the most part.
Irish have had a good quarter here. They were only up by two at the end of three, and so far they've stretched it out to eight, now lead by six. Sacred Hearts basketball. Emma Littrell will inbound it in backcourt on the side against the pressure. Littrell looking for somebody to break open. Now gets it into the hands of Delaney Witt. Witt being chased after by Kayla Pinkelman. Kayla Pinkelman, the ball is knocked away. Malone gets it back and flips it back over to Witt. Boy, this pressuring defense is tough to move the ball against. Witt comes over to Malone. Malone works across, flips it over to the right side, Eichhoff. Irish running this weave. Now Eichhoff in the paint, bounce pass Malone. Coming out to the top of the key, Bondersmith reaching and wanting the basketball. Bondersmith being guarded closely there by Carly Hymas. Still running a lot of clock here. The Irish coming up on the five-minute mark, John. 5:05 to go in the ballgame. Inside goes Eichhoff. The floater off the glass. No, got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Great job by Olivia Eichhoff. You know what, John? She's in double figures.
I wonder who was wearing her uniform yesterday.
I don't know. Eichhoff's got 10 points, and she's a whole different ball player than she was yesterday. Here's a shot forced up by Hymas, a whistle and a foul, probably on Littrell, I think.
Littrell, I think. And, no, the, what?
Oh, it couldn't be Malone. She wasn't in.
That's what he called.
She wasn't even in the area.
I saw him put up two fingers, one on each hand.
Oh, my.
Well, that's her first. That's okay.
Okay, but free throw is up and off. Will not go. Carly Hymas is not having a good day at the free throw line, John. I've got her now one out of six.
Well, the whole team is now 5 out of 15 at the line.
Yeah, free throws have really hurt the Blue Devils this afternoon. Carly Hymas ready for her second free throw attempt. 33-25, Irish with an eight-point lead. Free throw is up and out of there. Didn't go. And there's Witt with the rebound. Delaney Witt down court. Irish up by eight, under 5 minutes to play in the game now, John. 4:40 on the game clock. Witt tries to hand it up. A reach-in foul. Slapping foul going to be called on the Blue Devils. Some good sportsmanship here. I like to see that. Kinsley Hymus ran over here, helped Delaney Witt back to her feet. That's good to see that stuff, John.
Autumn Lawson just fouled out with 6 points. That's her fifth foul with 4:37 to go.
And Autumn Lawson is their second leading scorer on this team. She averaged 7.5 points a game, leaves the game, as John said, with 6. All right, Olivia Eichhoff to inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. Pass to her, running out of time. Okay, she got it in. Wait a minute. Timeout taken to save the possession. All right, 4:37 to go in the ballgame. 33-25, Irish up by 8. We're back in 30 on Sunny, 101.3.
Hi. I'm Andy Armbruster, and I have a lot of great reasons for you to bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep vehicle to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City for service. Our factory-trained technicians have the tools and experience to protect your investment. And we understand your busy schedule, so for your convenience, we'll pick up and deliver your vehicle. So for your next service or repair, bring your GM, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep to Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, Sacred Heart fans, can the Irish hang on here? A lot of time left, John. 4:37 showing on that game clock. Sacred Heart equaling their biggest lead of the game right now in a low-scoring contest. 33-25, the Irish up by 8.
See what goes on here. They've done well. We've got 4 fouls on Harrison Vonderschmidt, 4 on Danielle Bippis, and 3 on Jessica Wurtenberger for the Irish. That definitely could be a factor yet in this contest today here.
Regardless of how this thing goes, the tip of the hat here to Delaney Witt and Lauren Malone for jumping in and filling in the way they've had to here in the absence of Rachel Magdance. Sacred Hearts basketball, Littrell to inbound it right in front of our table here on the sideline in forecourt. Littrell running out of time again. Oh, big collision falling to the floor is Vonderschmidt. Everybody after the loose ball, a tie-up. Possession arrow goes to Wynot.
Turnover. They missed when Malone cut through her. She was open. They missed her, and then they threw it into a crowd.
Did you see how hard Vonderschmidt got nailed from the side, though, as she was trying to catch that basketball? Man, what a collision right in front of our table. So now it'll be Eden Sudbeck to inbound it on the side here in front of us. Sudbeck tosses into Emerson Sudbeck. Emerson Sudbeck, left side of the lane, feeds it inside, moving to the corner. Baseline right side in the paint. Hymus back to the top of the circle. Sudbeck, spin move, Sudbeck floater up, in and out of there. It tipped around on that rebound. Comes down to Vonderschmidt. She gets the outlet pass. Down court in a hurry on the dribble. Comes Eichhoff. Back up off the bench. Bippis getting ready to check in. Eichhoff with the basketball. Comes to Witt with the ball. Witt goes to the corner under the basket. She's going to take it in and try and shoot the ball and get fouled. Look at that. You're right, John. She fears nothing. Went right into the teeth of that defense.
Well, that shot didn't get much above her hand, but unfortunately she got fouled.
So Witt will be at the line shooting 2 shots. She's 2 out of 4 so
Trent
far this afternoon.
Picks up her 4th foul.
Free throw up and good. Delaney Witt coming up big at the free throw line here in the ball game.
Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way, and that's the biggest lead of the game at 9.
Delaney Witt's a free throw away from giving the Irish a double-digit lead with 4 minutes to play. Witt, free throw is up. And off, wouldn't go. Rebound brought down under the basket by Autumn Lawson. Lawson, down court with it. Gives it to Hymus on the right side. Sudbeck. Sudbeck thought about the shot. Bounce pass into Hymus. Her shot is up, off, no good. Got her own rebound. Tied up under there by Bippis. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow. It's going to be the Irish.
That was a great help defense. Bippis came over to help, and then the ball came across, and she came up and got the rebound.
Bippis not playing defense like somebody that's got 4 fouls, is she?
No.
Going right after it. Aggressive. Here come all the subs again. Whole new set of ball players in here for Why Not. Every time you turn around, they throw in some new ball players. All right, waiting to inbound it. They lob it in. Vonderschmidt has the ball tipped away and stolen. Then it's stolen right back. Coming up with it is Lauren Malone. She dribbles out of traffic. Malone being harassed and double-teamed. Bounce pass. Oh, Malone down court is Bippis. And they're going to call traveling on the right side on Eichhoff. They were putting so much pressure on the Irish that Bippis had wandered down to this end all by herself.
It was like a pinball game there for a little bit. The ball kept ricocheting off of players.
It's hard to describe the intensity of this man-to-man defense that Why Not runs. It is intense. Maybe aggressive is another good adjective. Yep. I don't know.
Lauren Hoberman, sophomore, checking in now. 3:37 left.
Intense, aggressive, rough as heck.
Yeah.
that's the GP version there. I don't know. All right, we've got 3:37 to play. 34-25, a 9-point lead for the Irish. Now a lengthy discussion here between Coach Steve Wiesler and the officials.
Well, they put somebody in. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
There's only five of them out there, but apparently he put a ball player in. It's not a substitution that's not being allowed. What would that be about, John?
I don't know.
It was a dead ball. Why would you not be able to sub with a dead ball? We'll never know. Pinkelman will inbound it. 3:37 to play. The lead is 9. Let's see if the Irish can hold on here. Sudbeck with the basketball to Pinkelman. Top of the key, 3 on the way off, no good. Rebound under the basket is Vondersmith. Outlet pass Eichhoff. They're going to chase Eichhoff down the court. She gets it across the timeline, into forecourt safely. Off onto the right side, it goes to Malone. Here comes Lauren Malone on the dribble to the near side on the wing. Gives up to Witt. They chase Witt. Witt's spin move. She's going to take it to the hoop, and she'll be fouled.
I think I'm the one I want to see her see get fouled because she's warmed up now.
Hey, the lady Witt's fun to watch. She says, okay, you got 3 defenders on me. Here I come.
I don't know if Coach Sano can watch when she heads in there, though. He may look away.
All right. Delaney's hit 3 of 6 from the line. She has 5 points. Here shooting 2 shots once again. Free throw is up and good. Delaney Witt now 4 out of 7 from the line. The thing is, 4 of these free throws have come here all in the fourth quarter. John, that's the biggest lead. It's a double-digit lead, 35-25 with 3:12 to go. The Irish are up 35-25. Delaney Witt, free throw is on the way. Off, no good. 10-point lead right now. 3:12 to play in the ballgame. Down court quickly come the Blue Devils. They have to hurry now as they've got 3 minutes to play. As we know, a lot can happen in 3 minutes, John. On the left side. Pinkelman handles the basketball. Boy, they're taking a lot of time here to get a shot up. Pinkelman, left wing, driving baseline left side, guarded by Biffus, can't get to the basket, threw the ball away. Irish get the ball back, it's a turnover.
First turnover of the fourth quarter by Blue Devils.
Blue Devils have not scored a field goal in this fourth quarter. They only have 2 points, and those have both come at the free throw line, John.
Wurtenberger back in for Sagan Hart. Lauren Malone will get a quick breather here.
These Irish girls have got to be exhausted. They have been running against fresh legs constantly here.
They hold on, they get tomorrow off.
That's a good thing. All right, 2:49 to play, a 10-point lead. Let's see what transpires. Long pass comes in, tipped around. Bippas in traffic, comes up with a basketball. Danielle Bippas down court, has it on the right side. Eichhoff, big collision. Two Blue Devils on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to go
to the Blue Devils.
Why not, yes. It was either going to be a jump or a travel. We'll take the jump. That changes the possession arrow, John.
Yeah, Eichhoff elevated. They got the handle on the ball. She came back down. So
Eden Sudbeck back into the lineup. 3 subs in there again.
I can't even keep up with the subs.
Well, every possession change, there is a 3-person substitution here for the Blue Devils. Clock down to 2. Oh, clock's not running. They finally started it. My goodness.
What? It didn't really touch it to half court, though.
Well, here's a long shot from the right side. The 3 that's up and off, no good, and the rebound down to Bippas. Bippas double team, gets it out to Witt. Went across the timeline, into forecourt left wing. Dribbles into the left side corner, tries to go into Vondersmith. Ball tipped away loose, now big collision. Uh-oh, that could be Bippas. Wait and see. Bippas is on the floor. Is she hurt or just
she's
upset
she's
about
got
the foul?
She's got a bad knee. She hit pretty hard, but she'll bounce back up. She fouls out with 5 fouls with 2:19 to go.
So Daniel Bippas will leave the ball game. Her 5th personal. She finishes the game this afternoon with 2 points. But just like last night when she didn't have a lot of points, man, was she a vital part of that effort by the Irish, both of these games here in the state tournament.
I've got her with 6 rebounds. I have no idea how many balls she's knocked loose on the day.
All right, 2:19 to play. We just lost Bippas at the free throw line.
She banged that left knee on the floor when she went down. It should be okay, but it hurts for a while.
Harley Hymas at the line. Shot is up. Off, no good. They missed another free throw, and there's Wurtenberger with the rebound. Boy, the free throws have been tough to come by here for Why Not in this fourth quarter. Now Wurtenberger has the ball knocked away and stolen. Why Not the other direction, setting the offense from the corner. A shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Wurtenberger again. Wurtenberger, double team, triple team, gets rid of the basketball, out to Eichhoff. As Eichhoff comes down court, she's being chased by 2 defenders.
between the rings. Rolling to the left side. Gives it up to Witt.
Well, she got lucky there.
Yeah, she did. There's Witt with the basketball. Finds Wurtenberger. John, we're under 2 minutes to go here. A minute 45. Irish with a 10-point lead. We're running a weave out here. Now we're going to finally get a whistle and a foul. Where are we at on team fouls, John?
Well, there's one and one both ways.
Okay.
Eichhoff was dribbling from the right side of the floor, coming around the left with the left hand. And she put her right hand right out on the chest of the defender and just pushed her away right in front of the official and no call.
Olivia Eichhoff, 2 for 2 from the free throw line this afternoon. She has 10 points in the ballgame, playing a much better game than she did yesterday when she struggled at times. Olivia Eichhoff, here shooting 1 and 1, takes aim, ready to put the shot up. It's up and got it! Hit the back iron, John. Bounced straight up in the air and then went right down the tube.
Lead is up to 11 with a minute 42 to go.
No matter how many theatrics to drop it, it still counts one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, second shot for Eichhoff. She takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up. And it's good. Right down the middle. Eichhoff with a pair of free throws. John, the lead is 12.
Timeout. No, they didn't take it. They didn't, or did they? I thought he signaled timeout. Oh,
okay.
There's a substitution, literal in for Wurtenberger.
A minute 42 to play in the ballgame, and suddenly the Irish have opened up a 12-point advantage. John, why do I still not feel comfortable?
Well, because we've seen this show from Why Not before, but Brandy, they are not making anything.
No field goals in this entire fourth quarter.
And their free throw shooting is not very good.
Down court they come with it on the dribble. Emerson Sudbeck. Sudbeck feeds it up top, gives it up to Hymus into the corner. Trapped down there. Now Sudbeck. Ball tipped away and grabbed up by Eichhoff. I believe Vonderschmidt tipped it. Yeah, all right. Coming up with the ball is Eichhoff. Eichhoff across the timeline. What do we got here?
A foul? Quick foul on Kendra Pinkelman.
Pinkelman second, I believe. At the free throw line, Olivia Eichhoff. Olivia, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. She has 12 points. Here she's shooting 2 shots. She made 2 in a row just a moment ago. Free throw on the way for Eichhoff. This one is just short. Hits the front of the iron. Came up just a little short. She'll get another attempt. But it's a 12-point lead, John, and we're down to a minute 26 to go here. Eichhoff ready for her second free throw attempt. Launches the shot. It's up. He's got it. It's good. Eichhoff got 1 out of 2. And it's a 38-25 game. 13-point lead. Barring the roof caving in here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, the Irish may come out of this thing all right. Come up and make them touch the ball here, girls. A minute 25 to go. A 13-point lead for the Irish. Working to the right side. The Blue Devils in the corner. Baseline right side. Sudbeck. Sudbeck gives it up to Carly Hymus. Carly Hymus trying to work it in against Vonderschmidt. Boy, Harrison's played a good ball game today defensively. Hymus, Vonderschmidt takes it away from her. The ball on the floor, everybody after it. Vonderschmidt's got it. Hymus has got it. Jump ball called. Possession arrow, Irish.
Wurtenberger reached in, got the knock away, and then the Irish jump on top and get the held ball.
John Nixon, I don't know what you think, but things are looking pretty darn good for the Irish right now with a minute 4 to play and a 13-point lead. This is a game they trailed at halftime by 2. They led after 3 quarters by 2. But the fourth quarter has been all Sacred Heart all the way. The Blue Devils of Why Not have only managed 2 points in this whole fourth quarter.
And no field goals.
And no field goals. They've hit 2 out of 5 from the free throw
line.
They've
only scored 8 this second half.
I know. The Irish defense has got it done. And all of this without the services of Rachel Magdans, who went down midway through the second quarter, I believe it was. A minute 4 to go. Irish to inbound the ball. Under the basket. Pressure applied. They lob it in. Coming down with it. Vonderschmidt. Vonderschmidt gets it out. Down court comes Delaney Witt. Boy, they're going to chase after her big time and foul her. And we'll put Delaney Witt back to the free throw line.
I don't think you're done calling free throws yet.
I don't think I am either. Let's see. I've got Delaney hitting 4 of 8 from the line so far. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. And here she'll be shooting 2 shots. Delaney Witt, 5'6", sophomore. Free throw is up and good. The Irish will advance, I believe, John, to the championship game, and that's scheduled for, I believe, what is it, 3:45
Saturday.
Saturday afternoon back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. They get a day off to go to school tomorrow.
Not getting any easier Saturday either.
Oh, I know. They're going to have to play a very fine St. Francis team. Shot is on the way up, and good. She got them both. Delaney Witt doing the job at the free throw line. All right, down court on the dribble comes Sudbeck with the basketball. Thinking about the three. Nope, Sudbeck. dribbles inside the paint, moves in for a floater that's up and good, and there's the first field goal of the fourth quarter. Emerson Sudbeck got it. Timeout taken, why not, but we're down to 47 seconds, and the Irish up 40-27. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. 47 seconds left to play in this Class D2 semifinal state tournament game. The Irish are going to get out of here with a win in a hard-fought contest with their arch rivals here, the Why Not Blue Devils. 40-27, up by 13, only 47 seconds to play, and the Irish have the basketball. Sacred Heart will inbound it. They toss it into Witt. They'll foul her immediately. So Delaney's getting a lot of free throw practice.
Getting her practice at free throw. She was shooting coming into the tournament 68%, 68. Almost 69% on the year at the free throw line.
6 of 10 here this afternoon. She has 8 points, and she's going to get 2 more attempts to try and improve that free throw percentage. Delaney Witt, just a sophomore at 5'6". The first of 2 is up. Good. Right down the center. So now she was 6 of 10, 7 of 11 at this point. I believe Why Not had just put up the white flag here, aren't they? They're bringing in some players that haven't played yet.
Are they?
Well, I don't remember.
No, I don't think.
Has Crystal been in before? Maybe she has. All right, second shot is up and off, no good. And down court, trailing by 14, come the Blue Devils, 39 seconds to play. Long three, right side up, off, misses everything. Crystal Sudbeck tries to save her from going out of bounds, not able to do so. The Irish get the ball back.
And you know, in this basketball, here now the white flag is flying. In this day and time in high school basketball, the Irish are going to win back-to-back state tournament games without making a three-point basket.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened.
Not for a long time.
All right, let's pick up. Here's London Nautical coming into the ball game. Let's pick him up, John.
Macy Keller's checking in right now. Here comes Maddie Stamper into the ball game for the Irish.
Everybody can say they played in a state tournament.
I don't think anybody does. Ella Simon is down there. She snuck in on us.
Ella Simon in the ball game. Everybody, these kids can all say they played in the state tournament. Somebody's got to leave. You got
One,
six
two,
out there right now.
Well, that's okay. Don't tell.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Wurtenberg's going to sit down. Okay.
All right. 34 seconds to play. 41-27, the Irish on their way to another championship matchup. Inbound the pass, down court comes Witt. Surely they're not going to keep fouling like that. Witt, just being pressured, bounces into the defender, goes around two defenders, works
there
to the inside. Underneath Macy Keller. Keller's going to go up with a shot that's off the glass, doesn't go. London Nautical with the rebound. Follow shot, Nautical can't get it. And the ball goes out of bounds off of London Nautical. It'll belong to the Blue Devils with 15 seconds to play in the ball game. 15 seconds on the clock here. 41-27, Irish with the lead. They're going to win this puppy and move to the championship. Down court, Haberman into the corner, baseline left side, Hymas. Back up, Haberman. Bounce pass right side in the paint, shot up off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound Mason Keller, and there is your basketball game. The Sacred Heart Irish with the win this afternoon, 41-27. Your final score, Sacred Heart with the win. We'll step aside for 2 minutes and be back with a post-game interview and a post-game wrap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That's all coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I'm John Martin, a native of Falls City and an active community member. Community Medical Center, Family Medicine Clinic, and Falls City Family Practice are promoting health and wellness, and one important screening a person should have is a colonoscopy. Personally, I've had more than one. That's why I'm speaking out. With the professional help of my provider, Dr. Alan Tramp, I had the screening and the preventative care needed. My message, please talk to your health care provider about a colonoscopy. Be proactive. It could save your life.
Smiles light up our lives. Keep your smile healthy and beautiful. For high-quality family dentistry at an affordable price, call Dr. Chick James, your dental health care provider at 2107 Stone in Falls City. We all want the best for our families, and taking care of our teeth keeps us healthy and gives us high self-esteem. For regular dental checkups to orthodontic services, call the Family Dental Office of Dr. Chick James. Better dental health for you and your family.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in the Haymarket District in downtown Lincoln, where the Sacred Heart Irish have just posted a 41-27 victory over the Why Not Blue Devils in the Class D2 semifinals of the state basketball tournament. Randy Gatula, John Nixon back with you. It's time now for the Farm Bureau Financial Services postgame report being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in both Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and say hi to Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. John, how about those fourth quarter numbers?
Wow. Free throws, Sacred Heart, 12 of 16. Why Not? 2 of 5 for the game. Why Not? 5 of 17. Sacred Heart made 17 out of 25. So that, you win by 14, you get a 12-point advantage of the free throw line. When it goes your way, that's a fantastic thing. When you lose that game, you feel terrible.
And a lot of those free throws, courtesy of Olivia Eichhoff, and then at the very end, Delaney Witt. The thing I got a kick out of about Delaney Witt, John, is when you start to think about, okay, we're up by 8, we're up by 10, maybe run some clock. Delaney sees a little seam in the lane. She says, hey, I'm going for it. Takes off to the hoop, gets fouled, and comes up and makes her free throws when she needs to.
Yeah.
Boy, you just can't beat that. That helps win, that wins ball games for you.
Yep, fantastic play. Like I said, she's not afraid of anything, takes it right at him. Harrison Vonderschmidt led the way today, 17 points in the scoring column for the Irish junior. I had her for 8 rebounds today. Danielle Delaney Witt, I had her at 9 points in the ball game. Olivia Eichhoff, 13 points in the contest. She scored 7 of those in the fourth quarter. She also had her for 9 rebounds today. After that, we have 2 points for Danielle Bippis to go along with 6 or 7 rebounds for the Irish senior. And that was all the scoring for those 4 players did all the scoring today for the Irish. Rachel Magdens went out with 4:32 to go in the second quarter with an injury. What appeared to us to be, sitting on the bench, an ankle injury. Did not score in the game. She was playing pretty well, but had not scored at that point. At that point, a lot of people hadn't scored early in that second quarter. But the Irish, led by Varnishman with 17 and Eichhoff with 13. For the Why Not Blue Devils, it is 9 points for Carly Hymas, 7 for Eden Sudbeck, 6 for Autumn Lawson, 3 for Kendra Pinkelman, and 2 for Emerson Sudbeck. They hit 5 of 17 free throws in the ballgame. Nobody in double figures for the Why Not Blue Devils today. We've been talking about the press of Why Not all day, and that's pretty impressive defense by the Irish.
Oh, it was, without a doubt. And, you know, John, a little bit of a bittersweetness here to this victory in the state tournament with the injury there to Rachel Magdens. You know, it's tempered by concern for her and for that left ankle. I was somewhat relieved when I saw them come out here with ice on the ankle and instead of a knee or something along that line. We're very pleased. We're going to have stopping by here in just a couple of moments. Sacred Heart head coach Luke Sandel is going to be joining us. He's making his way over here to us right now. And
going to be interesting to hear the coach's perspective and his thoughts on how this basketball game transpired. Coach Sano, welcome to you. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, you bet. Am I good?
You're good. You're really good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Your girls play pretty good defense, too, Coach.
Well, that's what I just told those guys. You know, that first half was just such a slugfest, you know, typical Sacred Heart, why not? We were turning it over, really didn't have much going, and then, of course, Rachel gets hurt, and you're like, oh, my gosh. But, you know, we did keep guarding, and things kind of turned around that second half, and I told them we went to a whole new offense the second half. Nothing revolutionary or anything like that. We just kind of went to a three-man weave where we could kind of space things out a little bit, and it opened up for our guards to get in there a little bit. Like Olivia had a couple nice drives. Delaney got in there a little bit. Jessica a couple times. Then we were even able to get Arison on the blocks a couple times. So, you know, they did a good job of responding and coming out and running that. But all game long, I just felt like our D was so good, and they just didn't have a whole lot going.
Coach, late in the ball game there, when Delaney went, you know, you've got an 8 or a 10-point lead. You're starting to maybe think about running a little clock. Delaney sees the seam in the lane. She's going to go to the hole every time, and then she gets fouled, makes her free throws. That's hard to beat.
She's a sophomore, so there's a fine line there. I know the plays you're talking about, so there was a couple where she did get fouled. And then there's a couple times she got in there and threw it away, and,
well,
and I'm like,
she ended up making 7 out of 9.
No, and she, I mean, sometimes you just got to let her go because she does make plays for us.
Overall, you got to really be pleased with the play of Delaney Witt and Lauren Malone having to step up there when Rachel Magdans goes down, next man up.
Yeah, and all year long we've been challenging those girls. It just can't be Arison. It just can't be Rachel. When you get those big games, other girls are going to have to step up. And, yeah, those role players were so good. Olivia Eichhoff was great. Jessica was good. I thought Danielle Bippus and Emma Littrell played great defense. So a lot of credit to all those other girls.
You know,
just
Coach,
a good team win.
You know, Coach, what crossed my mind sitting here calling the game when those girls had to step in and start playing against this fine team from Wynot, I thought, well, you know what? They play against the Sacred Heart Irish every
day
in practice.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we're – in practice, we're 5-on-5 good usually. They can step in and play.
We talk a lot about the Wynot press and all their defense, but your girls only gave up 10 points in the second half, and I think at least two or three of them at the free throw line. Their defense today was outstanding.
It really was incredible. You know, there's different ways to do it. Wynot's their system, just full court. I just can't play that way. I just can't commit to doing that. I've never been a full court pressure type guy. I don't know. I just don't like watching it, I guess. But our half-court defense was really, really locked in, and I thought they were pretty frustrated. And I thought Arison, a couple times Hymas got loose, but for the most part, Arison did a good job against her in the paint.
And you're going to really have to welcome a day off from playing the game tomorrow.
I'll be interested to see what they say about Rachel. I just don't think it's good. But the day off will be good for everybody to rest and, you know, just relax. I mean, this is, you know, just so nerve-wracking and all that. And, you know, we're going to go home tonight. And I think we're going to watch some film. We know Humphrey fairly well already, but, you know, we'll have a normal day at school tomorrow and get to practice. And I think Saturday we'll maybe watch some more film and walk through and then come up here Saturday afternoon and see what happens.
You watch St. Francis. They got a pretty good workout, too, here. Mullins challenged them right down to the final minute.
Yeah, that shocked me a little bit. I didn't know. I mean, St. Francis got him pretty good last year in the semifinals, so that was good. Now, hopefully we can get that tape and kind of see what Mullen did to him. But, I mean, you know who St. Francis is. If we can somehow take her away, but easier said than done.
One note on that game, Ellison Widener had 31 points. Alicia Cush had 28. They scored 59 of their team's 65 points. It was kind of a two-man show there.
Right. That's the tough thing. I mean, you want to take Widener away, but they do have some nice role players as well. So, going to be kind of pick your poison type of deal. Hopefully, everybody tells us, you know, hopefully you can catch them on an off night.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. We know you're busy. You got about 40 more things to do here before you go home.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. That's a great win today.
It really was. Really proud of the girls. Thank you, guys.
All right. That's our coach, Luke Santa. We'll take a 1-minute break and come back and wrap this up on Sunny 101.3.
You might know that State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has great service. He is your good neighbor, after all. But did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Fall City. So call State Farm agent Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting required.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back one final time today here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. John Nixon, this was a nail-biter there right down toward the end.
Well, yeah, it was a heck of a ball game. The Irish are now 26-2. Why not 20-7 on the year? That's the first time they've lost to a Class D2 school this year in Sacred Heart. So, again, it was tremendous. And somebody, we're down with Coach Sensen, walked by and somebody said, hey, great adjustments, Coach. And, you know, Coach Sensen, I think, gets overlooked a lot. I know how good he and his brother Adam doing with these coaching with these kids. I mean, his basketball record is just tremendous. And
I want to clarify, when Coach sat down for his interview and he asked us, am I good, he was asking about, is my microphone working, right?
Yeah.
I didn't misconstrue what he was saying.
No, he
did not open the interview by asking us if he was good. He wanted to make sure the mic was
working. Yeah, he always asked that question when you do an interview. Am I good?
Yep, we're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Right. We didn't want anyone to misconstrue the way he started that. But, yeah, you're right. He is good. And what a ball game. On the other side of the bracket, St. Francis got the win 65-59 over Mullen. And that means, John, that we'll be back here Saturday afternoon for a 3:45 tip-off. Pre-game around 3:30, somewhere in that area, right back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Class D2 State Championship. We've seen it before, the St. Francis Flyers, the Sacred Heart Irish. I can't wait.
Yep, it'll be fun. And join us tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. I'll be down in Oreck, Missouri, where Mound City will take on the squad from Oreck tomorrow evening at 6 for the right to go to the Final Four in what is the Missouri Class 1 quarterfinal round game tomorrow night at 6.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you also to all of our fine sponsors that helped present today's broadcast of state tournament basketball. That's going to wrap it up for our live coverage here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. For John Nixon and for Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, we leave you with the final score, the Sacred Heart Irish 41 and the Wynot Blue Devils 27. Good afternoon, everyone. You've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3.